Landmark Constitutional Court Judgment on the Distribution of Death Benefits. Deirdre Phillips, partner at Bowmans. On the 8th of August 2025, the Constitutional Court handed down a landmark judgment in Mutzilla v. Municipal Gratuity Fund and others, reshaping the interpretation of Section 37C of the Pension Funds Act, 1956, PFA. The judgment critically, unfortunately some may say, revisits the precedent set by the Supreme Court of Appeal, SCA, in Garnieri v. Fundsatwerk Umbrella Pension Fund, Garnieri. Brief background. The Constitutional Court addressed the interpretation and application of Section 37C of the PFA, which governs the equitable distribution of death benefits to dependents of deceased members of retirement funds governed under the PFA. The case arose after the applicant, Ms. Mutzilla, challenged the Municipal Gratuity Funds Fund decision to allocate a significant portion of her late husband's death benefit to Ms. Massette and her children, whom the fund had identified as factual dependents. Ms. Mutzilla disputed the alleged customary marriage between the deceased and Ms. Massette and the factual dependency on the deceased. Key findings. The Constitutional Court found that the fund failed to properly investigate factual dependency of Ms. Massette and her children as required by Section 37C, which tainted the fund's allocation and distribution decision. The fund relied on unverified information and did not exercise its discretion properly. The SCA misdirected itself in finding that the applicant did not challenge factual dependency. The Constitutional Court set aside all prior decisions and ordered the fund to reassess the distribution within 3 months, based on the circumstances as of 9 April 2014, when the fund made its first determination. Why a landmark judgment? This is the first time the Constitutional Court has interpreted and applied Section 37C. The Constitutional Court directly overturns Garnieri, which held that the time at which to determine who is a dependent for the purpose of distributing a death benefit is when that determination is made, and furthermore, the person concerned must still be a beneficiary at the time when the distribution is made. The Constitutional Court found this approach legally flawed and problematic from a practical perspective, for several reasons. Section 37C requires dependency to be assessed as at the date of the member's death, not at the time of distribution. The definition of dependent refers to past, not ongoing dependency. Changed circumstances after death may affect the allocation, but not the status of a person as a dependent. This judgment affirms the social security purpose of death benefits payable by retirement funds and the duty of retirement funds to protect vulnerable dependents. It sets a binding precedent for all retirement funds, adjudicators, and courts. Ends. Author. At Deirdre Phillips. Bowmans plus posts bio at Deirdre Phillips. Bowmans hash Malongui dash disabled dash link embracing the S in ESG through employer-backed pension loans at Deirdre Phillips. Bowmans hash Malongui dash disabled dash link they two pots have now reached boiling point. But there are still potholes that require attention at Deirdre Phillips. Bowmans hash Malongui dash disabled dash link another step closer to the implementation of the two-pot retirement system at Deirdre Phillips. Bowmans hash Malongui dash disabled dash link South Africa. A step closer to the implementation of the two-pot retirement system. Pension funds amendment bill published the 30th of January 2024. Share on your socials.